Good evening. I'd like to welcome you all to the public hearing and regular meeting of the Planning and Land Use Commission of the Town of Castle Valley. It is Thursday, August 6th, and it is now 6:31:30 p.m. according to our atomic clock. This meeting will be a hybrid meeting held electronically by Zoom and also in person at the anchor site in town building. I'd like to call this public hearing to order regarding proposed amendments to ordinances 85-3 section 4.2D permitted uses of RAR1 zone. I'd like Colleen Thompson, please, to call the roll.
Okay. In the building, we have PLEC Chair Ryan Anderson, PLEC Member Janie Tuft, PLEC Member Jeff Whitney. Other people here are Mayor Jasmine Duncan, Egmont Honer, Marie Hawkins, and me, Colleen Thompson. And on Zoom, we have Dave Fry.
Thank you.
And somebody else is walking in the door.
We'll wait for a minute.
Matthew Gross.
Correct.
Our new PLEC member has just arrived.
You're just in time. She's calling the roll.
For to agenda item number two, this time is open for public comment regarding the proposed amendments to ordinance 85-3.
Why we're getting feedback.
Does anyone from the
Wait,
he's asking about the one with the farm stand thing.
Yes, it's on the farm stand?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Oh, my screen just went out.
I'm sharing the proposed language. Can you see it?
That day.
Okay.
Are you able to see the language?
Yeah, the permitted uses for RAR one zone.
Correct.
The red.
Yeah. Okay. So now I see it.
If you look in the area, is in highlighted in red.
Yeah. D.
Somebody probably has loudspeakers on.
It only came on.
Yeah, so that's so is that what you're asking for public comments on that one right now?
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Well, and I've got Sue here with me also. We're both in full support of wanting a farm stand, and I think it'd be a great benefit to Castle Valley and all the people that grow produce out here and also make other products and items that will be available to all the residents in Castle Valley. So I'm in full support of it. And Sue?
Me too. I think it's a great idea. It's a little vague. It just says one stand for the display of sale and of agriculture and livestock products raised in the town of Castle Valley. Okay, so everything that's for display must be raised in the town of Castle Valley.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
And can prepared food products be sold there also if it all or the bulk was raised or grown in Castle Valley?
Those would be products.
If their products get made in Castle Valley.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, so you make it at your home. So let's say we're making, different items and, from, our friends here that have grown things and we make some items, for sale or to trade or whatever. What was my question? a cottage kitchen or commercial kitchen, or is any of that, does any of that apply, if we want to make cookies from, or pies from the fruits and stuff like that? Do you have to have a cottage kitchen or commercial license to do that, at the farm stand?
Those are all questions that are being asked.
Those are questions for the state.
Gotcha. Okay.
Colleen.
Okay. Well,
Dave.
I just want to explain this, and we're getting feedback because of your speakers. Anyway, we've always allowed farm stands. This amendment is so that there could be essentially a shared farm stand. In other words, one person can have a farm stand on their lot, and if their neighbor, like, has chickens, their neighbor could put their eggs on the first person's farm stand. That's what this amendment is about.
If you want
something more complicated, you might have to get into a conditional use permit situation or see what the state has requirements for in terms of actual food products. Farm stands don't require a special permit. They're just allowed.
Oh, great. Okay.
That's the difference. And this amendment is only in order to have what's essentially a shared farm stand, but all the products still need to have been raised in the town of Castle Valley.
Gotcha. Okay.
I'll have that vote comment as well.
Well,
Mayor?
I think we're in full support of wanting to have the farm stand approved.
Thank you, and appreciate your comments, Mayor.
So my comment is mainly about the wording of that was decided on here, stating in the town of Castle Valley. I think the geographic area feels more appropriate to me. I think agriculture in Castle Valley and leaving the town out of it makes more sense to me. Like, I don't think it would hurt anything in any way, shape, or form if somebody from across the creek came over with their eggs or someone from Castleton came down with something from the garden. I just think leaving that, like, excluding that kind of thing doesn't make a ton of sense.
So raised in the Castle Valley area?
It will be, I don't know, just in Castle Valley.
Because Castle Valley is an inclusive of Castleton,
right?
Right.
Yeah.
So maybe it needs to be that simple.
I think it could be that simple. I just wanted to bring that up because it felt a little exclusive.
Yeah.
Exclusive.
Any further public comments? Hearing none. We'll close the open public comment. Thank you for those who spoke. And I need a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Thank you.
That we amend.
For adjournment. I'm sorry.
Oh, you want to adjourn?
To have a public hearing.
We want to adjourn the public hearing.
Okay. So at what point could we suggest an amendment to what we're sending to the town council?
I'm glad you brought that up. It's agenda item number 6.
Okay.
On a regular agenda.
Right. All right.
Okay.
So I make a motion.
A motion to adjourn.
Yes. Thank you.
Second, Jeff.
Motion, Jeff. Second, Janie. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. This meeting is adjourned. This public hearing is adjourned at 6:41. Like call to order and roll call. The regular meeting of the Town of Castle Valley Planning and Land Use Commission. Colleen, could you call roll, please?
Certainly. Here in the room, we have Select Chair Ryan Anderson, Planning Commission members Matt Gross, Janie Tuft, and Jeff Whitney. Also in the room, we have Mayor Jasmine Duncan, Egmont Honer, Marie Hawkins, and me, Colleen Thompson, the substitute clerk, and remote. We still have Dave Fry and Sue Fry.
Thank you. By the way, this meeting is called to order at 6:42. Agenda item number 1, adoption of the agenda, and I'm going to ask that we amend this agenda to postpone new business item number 5 until we get legal review and recommended language for that agenda item. That agenda item is discussion and possible action regarding having the town council interview and approve select candidates.
You don't even need to have that as an action item on your agenda.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm changing the agenda.
I mean, ever.
Very smart. You're talking till the end of time?
It's to the town council, so
yeah, okay.
Strike it, move it, strike it.
Okay, so motion, Matt.
I move to strike. Do you need motion or second?
I need a motion.
Move to strike item number 5 on the agenda.
I'll second that.
Thank you. Motion, Matt. Second, Janie. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Agenda has been amended to exclude or postpone new business item number 5. Thank you. So we'll move to adoption of the agenda. Is there a motion to adopt the agenda as amended?
I, Janie, make a motion to accept this agenda for this night's meeting on Thursday, August 6, 2026.
I'll second that.
Motion, Janie. Second, Matt. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
The agenda has been adopted as amended. Agenda item number 2, open public comment. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Elaine?
Well, at this public comment, I would like to thank Marie Hawkins, who's here, for her years and years of service on the book.
You're here.
Well, since you opened that up, if I could take a personal privilege, I too would like to thank Marie, and I have something to read. Thank you, Marie Hawkins, for your 20-plus years of selfless service on the Castle Valley Planning and Land Use Commission. Throughout your time, you have well served by keeping our communities and the valleys itself best interests as top priorities in all of our discussions, deliberations, and decisions. We've been able to count on your unique perspective and meld your heartfelt concerns for Valley residents and the Valley itself with the realities of our role in crafting language to help our town council do their important and best work. In fact, you've been instrumental in helping craft 4 general plans, and actually most recently discovered the final necessary change that we had to make to the 2026 general. Thank you for that. You helped me personally, Marie, to recognize how we can be more sensitive, more responsive, and effective in our work as commission members. Thank you. Thank you for dressing well and being well prepared for our meetings. Thank you for speaking from your heart, your caring, compassionate heart and soul. Thank you for recognizing our diverse community's perspectives, values, and concerns, and giving them voice. My hope is that you will stay as involved as you can. Thank you.
I'm such a wonderful city.
And we have a card here for you.
Oh, my God.
It's a signed on it. Number.
Well, thank you. I'll keep them forever.
That says Brian's at it now. I'll go ahead and I also would love to give you this card from the town as well. And thank you so
thank
much
you.
For thank all of your time.
Oh.
You.
I just wanted you people to see that I was real.
Thank you, Marie.
Oh, thank you, guys. I miss y'all running. But who knows?
Thank you for being here. Would you care to say anything?
Huh?
As long as you have the floor right now, would you like to say anything, or are you okay?
Carry on, man. It's like every year something else comes down from the sky. Something to decree.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Brian has to, like, put it all into the agenda.
Yeah, do everything over again.
Thanks, Marie.
Yeah, you've seen a lot of changes.
So, if there's no one else from the public who would like to speak, we'll move on to agenda item number 3. You have been able to and have the opportunity to look at the minutes from our July 2nd, 2026 regular meeting. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
As I'll approve.
Thank you.
I'll second that.
Motion Matt, second Janie. All in favor say aye.
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 The minutes for July 2nd, 2026 regular meeting have been approved. Reports. Is there any correspondence that you're aware of, Pauline?
I am aware of no correspondence.
EPA report. Pauline.
Here it is.
Put on your second hat.
Here it is on the screen, hopefully. So in July, there were 2 building permits, solar, just actually adding batteries to an existing solar installation on lot 238 on Miller, and certificate of land use compliance for some animal sheds on lot 386. In progress, there's a permit of about 5 buildings on lot 386. There's the non-routine solar that the PLUC approved at their last meeting on lot 157. It's flying through the county process right now. And, I have studio bedroom on lot 137 that used to be a Allers on Paso Valley Drive. There was 1 conditional use permit approved for lot 230, Eula Gonzalez. She's going to be making soap initially at least and possibly adding more products later. I think that was all.
Thank you. Any questions for Colleen? I have one. Regarding the five buildings on 386, could you talk about that? What is the square footage?
You always ask about the square footage, and the reason it's still in progress is because we had some back and forth. They were over probably on the square footage, so they're revising their plans. I have checked all the setbacks. That's when I noticed the animal pens. And there's going to be a temporary dwelling permit as part of that building permit, a decommissioning contract. But it is gonna, they're gonna be pretty much maxing out what's allowed.
Thank you.
And a new septic system. Right now, they're using the existing, but they're going to be replacing it with a new one. I understand.
Thank you.
That's already been approved by the state.
Were they the ones who wanted an outdoor kitchen?
Yeah, we talked about that too. They are, they're building like a little studio residence that was going to have a kitchen in it and then the outdoor kitchen. And they said, fine, we'll take the kitchen out of the studio residence thing.
So any idea about when the plans will be presented?
It's a big project. I still need to.
Sure.
Okay. Hopefully within the next, before the next meeting, hopefully it'll be, I don't know how long the county's going to take for their part, but hopefully I can get it finalized before the next PLC meeting.
Thank you. And were you able to contact the people about the storage units?
The old Howell place? I sent an email and explained and sent in a clock application. I have not heard back.
Thank you. Hearing no further questions, let's move on the agenda to Water Advisory Committee. The last month's meeting was not held, and we are holding a meeting this coming Monday at 10. So I will send the report into the PLC about that meeting after it happens for next month's meeting, George, which you will be in charge of.
Yeah.
I'm headed again to Nepal for 3 months. Wish you all well. I'll zoom in if I can, but it's 12 hours difference. So we'll see. Procedural matters, some of you may be aware that we are looking for a secretary, a PLC secretary. If you know anyone who might be interested in the position, we've been beneficiaries of a real professional who stepped up and it's going to be hard to lose her. But hope that when things work out for her that she'll be able to rejoin us at some point in the future.
Okay.
That position has been advertised as of this.
Oh, I have a procedural thing.
Procedural thing, Colleen?
Sort of. Just spread the word. During power outages, the library's Wi-Fi is running on a battery. So people can park in the parking lot and make phone calls and get on the internet. Just trying to make sure everybody knows that.
Has it been determined how long the power lasts here?
My AI buddy calculates 13 to 15 hours.
Nice.
Say what? How much time?
Well over 12 hours, theoretically. We added up all the devices, so hopefully it'll be longer than any of the outages we've had so far.
And would this also be a cooling area for seniors? If they don't know? No.
We're not backed up. The systems like that are not backed up to power.
Only communication is.
Okay. Thank you.
Is there an expected long one?
Pardon?
Are we expecting a long one?
Yes.
Oh, sure.
Always.
Right out there, bothering the questions.
Be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just a low battery for the network devices.
Right, I get
Wi-Fi that. Wi-Fi will work. Not for everything else.
I was sure surprised with the 7:30 outage when the sun came up. It was like, okay, now when the sun comes up, we're
the sun. Yeah, on the very still day of reach.
Yeah.
I guess I'm going to be happy.
Did we have a
yeah. So,
immediately,
the wind will the south. Oh. Probably. Okay, we are finished with that. New procedural matters, so let's move down to new business. We have stricken number 5. We're on agenda item number 6, discussion and possible action regarding proposed amendments to 85-3, section 4.2D, permitted uses in the RAR-1 zone regarding farm stands.
Oh, yes.
I'd like to make a motion that we adopt this ordinance change with a minor change to it, in that instead of the town of Castle Valley, we just have Castle Valley.
I'll second that.
It's been moved by Jeff, motion by Jeff, that we change the language to Castle Valley rather than town of Castle Valley, seconded by Janie. All in favor of that change?
Aye.
That motion has been adopted. So
I send this to the council now?
Yeah.
To the clerk for the council meeting?
That's correct. Nice job. Congratulations.
Well, it's not over yet.
Council.
Unfinished business. It's nice to see this compressed list. Thank you, Colleen, for your work and help with that.
Oh, it's up.
And there's nothing here tonight that we're going to be dealing with, correct?
No, I've been busy with other things this month, but I'll be whittling away at this list. We just took off the forms that had already been done and approved.
Thank you, Colleen. There's no need for a closed meeting. So I need a final motion.
I move we adjourn.
I'll second that.
Motion Jeff, second Janie. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And vote with your feet.
You got me too, right?
I guess so.
I like that color, right?
Yeah. Boots, no, it is probable I've got one out there next week.